Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Education Minister has confirmed that there are currently no plans to close schools over the coronavirus outbreak. A pensioner has appeared at Dunloe District Court charged with causing over €300,000 in criminal damage in connection with one of two gorse fires that raged through parts of Donegal last Easter. Investigations are continuing following the discovery of a grow house in Newton Cunningham. A man has sustained serious injuries during a weekend assault in South Inishowen, and a Foyle MLA says pressure must be put on the UK government to drop what she called its baseless territorial claim over Lough Foyle. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, four new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the north, bringing the total on the island of Ireland to 40. Northern Ireland's Department of Health says all four new cases are adults. One of the new patients recently travelled to northern Italy, while the three others are linked to a previously confirmed case that also travelled there. There are now 16 confirmed cases in the north and 24 in the Republic. Meanwhile, there are currently no plans to close schools over the coronavirus outbreak. The Department of Education says it's continuing to review the situation with public health officials on a daily basis. The department says it's aware of the potential impact of school closures on parents, families and the wider community, and says any decisions will be based on the advice of experts. Education Minister Joe McHugh told Highland Radio News that any decisions regarding schools will be made by the Department of Health.
Any decision in relation to anything to do with coronavirus is going to be led by a health level, so the Chief Medical Officer and his team, any decisions, whether it's to do with schools, to do with anything, they're the first and foremost people in charge of making those decisions. I know some of the universities are making decisions in relation to potential online options, and I suppose it's a different scenario for primary and post-primary schools. From day one, the Chief Medical Officer will be the person who decides, so we're keeping an eye on things. I'm in contact with my officials on a daily basis now. We'll also be discussing at sub-cabinet committee level as well, and obviously we'll be feeding in concerns, etc. as time moves on.
And in terms of cooperation with other parties, I mean, obviously there are decisions going to have to be taken in the national interest, to use an old cliche. Are there ongoing talks between yourselves and Fine Gael and the other party leaders to ensure that there isn't political diversity, that there isn't political infighting over issues as important as this?
I think it's really important, and even last week and even through this week, I've been speaking to different opposition spokespersons, and we've to try to ensure whatever information that's available that they get it. And that's why Simon Harris has ensured that there's going to be briefings from the Department of Health for all the opposition spokespersons as well, as it stands now. But communication is key. It's important that once again to emphasise that any decision made in relation to coronavirus it's not a political decision. Even the cancellation of St Patrick's Day parade in Dublin, that was a decision based on fact and expert medical opinion. We have to ensure that we're vigilant, we keep the communication channels open, but from a public point of view and a public confidence point of view, this is a public health official led decision making process, and it's not politically led.
The Gaherlach of Donegal County Council has described the cancellation of St Patrick's Day parades across Donegal as regrettable, but a decision that had to be made. Committees in towns right across the county pulled the plug on their celebrations following the cancellations of parades in Dublin and Cork. Here, Moville, Buncrana and Donegal Town are the latest parades to be called off. Councillor Nicholas Crossan didn't rule out similar events being planned in their place later in the year. However, he says it's still very early days.
Obviously, it's very early days yet. We have a small committee and Buncrana, but we did talk about that later on, watching the ongoing process, maybe that we could have a band competition or marching bands in Buncrana, April, May, June or something in that length. I've always said that St Patrick's Day is the first family day of the new year that people actually get out, and people actually look forward for being a day out to go and celebrate our national day. And on that count, we've made the decision that we'll call this one off and come back next year bigger and better again. But as you said, we're looking forward to, and we didn't have a meeting yesterday, but this will be an ongoing one. We'll be meeting in the next day or two to say what's going to happen, and will we do something a little further down the line, but I think it's a wee bit too early to call. But I would be interested in doing. We have a festival, we have a big day coming up in Montana in May, we have a festival in June, and there's a various few other things happening in July and August. So maybe to coincide with that, but we might do something.
Derry City and Strabane District Council has followed suit and confirmed that St Patrick's festivities in Derry and Strabane have been cancelled in response to concerns around the spread of coronavirus. Following a meeting of party leaders and council officers today, Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District, Councillor Michaela Boyle, said that the decision was taken as a precautionary measure. She said they have been reviewing the situation daily and, following the advice of the health agencies in relation to COVID-19, felt that they should be proactive in their response regarding public events. A pensioner has appeared at Dunloe District Court charged with causing over €300,000 in criminal damage in connection with one of two gorse fires that raged through parts of Donegal last Easter. 71-year-old Anthony O'Donnell of Glen Lodge, Drumnacart Mount and Burtonport was arrested yesterday morning and made no reply to the charges put to him. Ben Finnegan has more.
Anthony O'Donnell is charged with arson and causing damage to a dwelling, including the contents and an oil tank with a combined value of €220,000 at Drumnacart and at Gree on April 19, 2019. On the same date, the defendant is also charged with arson and causing extensive damage to the value of €21,500 to the rear of a house and destroying an oil tank at the same location. The 71-year-old faces another charge of arson with extensive damage to the rear of a dwelling and garage to a combined value of €70,000 at Rannie Hall, Kilcashla on April 19th last year. The final charges are also arson by damaging a shed containing two vintage tractors on the same date at Drumnacart and Agree, and a further charge of arson by damaging by fire an oil tank containing oil valued at €800, also at Drumnacart and Agree. Judge Paul Kelly adjourned the case until May 12th, and the defendant was remanded on continuing bail until that date.
Investigations are continuing following the discovery of a grow house in Newton Cunningham. Gardaí carried out a search at a property in the Woodthorpe area last night at around 8 o'clock. Cannabis plants with an estimated value of €15,000, cannabis resin with a value of €1,000 and a small quantity of MDMA were seized. A man in his 30s was arrested and is currently being detained at Letterkenny Garda Station under Section 2 of the Drug Trafficking Act. A technical examination of the scene is due to be carried out. A man has sustained serious injuries during a weekend assault in South Innishowen. The victim was found unconscious by Gardaí outside a hotel in the Bridgend area. Donal Kavanagh has more.
On Saturday night last, at around quarter to midnight, the Garda Armed Support Unit was conducting a checkpoint in Bridgend when members were alerted to the fact that a row was taking place outside a nearby hotel in the village. They made their way to the scene and there was one male lying unconscious on the street. He was treated at the scene by a trained Garda member while awaiting an ambulance. The man was then taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to be treated for multiple serious but non-life-threatening injuries. It's believed a large group of males had been involved in the dispute at a gathering within the hotel and it had spilled out onto the street. If anyone was in the Bridgend area around that time and noticed anything that would help Gardaí with this investigation, they're asked to call Gardaí in Buncrana.
Talks between various parties on forming the next government are continuing this evening. Sinn Féin and the Greens have just finished meeting, while Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin are also due to hold talks, fueling speculation coronavirus is speeding up a potential Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil Green government. 90Days belonging to the regional group held exploratory talks with Sinn Féin earlier. Convener of the group, Dennis Nocton, says they've decided they'll only support a government if two main political parties are at the helm.
And then invite some of the other smaller groupings into those discussions. We've said that we're available to work constructively with any two of those three groupings, but the responsibility is really on the three big parties now to come together as a matter of urgency to actually begin meaningful discussions in terms of a programme for government.
A Foyle MLA says pressure must be put on the UK government to drop what she called its baseless territorial claim over Lough Foyle. Sinn Féin's Martina Anderson was speaking after Stormont's Agriculture Committee received an update on a territorial dispute which has seen both the Dublin and London governments claiming ownership of the Lough. She says the dispute has created a legislative limbo for the Lough's agency, which has been unable to implement a robust aquaculture plan on the Lough. Martina Anderson says in light of Brexit, the Irish government must step up its claim of jurisdiction over the Lough.
the dispute between the British government and the Irish government because of partition is over the ownership. The British government, because of partition, says it owns the Lochfoyle, and of course the Irish government does in any Irish Republican point of view with regards to this. This is, however, creating legislative limbo for the Lochs agency because they are unable to implement the robust agriculture plan on the Loch. There's £20 million, they told the committee last week here in Stormont, lost in licensing, and they also flagged up there was an unregulated oystering catching at this moment in time, which is damaging the environment and the fish stock. Due to Brexit and given the environmental protections that at least in the south of Ireland but we'll have as a consequence of Britain dragging the north out of the EU and environmental protections on what's called a level playing field going as a consequence of that, then for once and for all the British government should drop its territorial claim over Lochfoyle.
The Dáil has been adopting what might be called a very softly approach, and you don't hear an awful lot from the Irish government on this particular issue. You believe that needs to change?
Well, absolutely, it needs to change, and Sinn Féin from government would change all of that, of course, because, you know, the approach that the Irish government has taken to date has been nearly tolerating the British government's data claim over this, and that has caused untold damage. Like, you consider that the Lochfoyle is a key asset to the northwest, to Donegal and to Derry, and the future is better served in an all-Ireland context than within the EU. Of course, the reunification of Ireland would resolve this matter, but the Irish government's handling of this today has been too much of a light touch, and what we need, a robust challenge to the British government to get them to drop its territorial claim over Lochfoyle.
Donegal County Council has committed to progressing the idea of creating a sculpture in honour of St Eunan's GAA Club. The proposed monument will be situated on the roundabout beside O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The council says once a budget has been established, it will be considered further. Local councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says it's important for the community that it happens.
The council have confirmed me today that all the council projects apply for the Present for Art, so there is a budget available there. There will be more as other projects come online. So I would take the answer to be positive, Catherine, and they have said very clearly that it will be considered. And I think it's an important roundabout in the town, and I think it would work very well there. And a lot of these pieces of art have been installed at roundabouts around the country and indeed around the town, and they do work well. So I would think there's a very good chance that this can be done, and I would recognise the fact that St Eunan's are 90 years in existence now, and they've made a significant contribution to Gaelic games and to Gaelic culture in the town, and I think very few people would argue that it would be a good project to do.
And it's something that the club itself undoubtedly would row in behind as well.
I'm sure they would. I haven't actually spoken to them, but I was looking at this from the council point of view and the Present for Art point of view. But the roundabout is there beside the ground, and I'm pretty certain that it would be very much welcomed by the club and by the club membership.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. The new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop in store or online.
At 16 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. As you heard in the news, the coronavirus is affecting everything, and it's set to throw the Republic of Ireland's European playoff schedule into disarray. The Slovak Football Association have confirmed that the March 26th game in Bratislava will be played behind closed doors. More than half a dozen of the Slovakian squad play their trade in Italy, which is on lockdown until April the 3rd. And Ireland's potential playoff final opponents, Bosnia-Herzegovina, have suspended ticket sales for their semi-final with Northern Ireland. Elsewhere, Wolves, they've asked that Thursday's Europa League game away to Olympiacos be postponed. Olympiacos and Nottingham Forest owner Evangelos Marakinas has announced that he has coronavirus just days after he attended Forest game against Millwall. The game in Athens is due to be played behind closed doors anyway, but Wolves boss Nuno Espirito Santo says closed stadiums is not a strong enough measure.
Us as football, we are sending the right message to say, okay, we are okay to compete and have contact, and fans cannot. I don't agree with playing football behind closed doors.
Also, the Europa League game between Manchester United and Linz, also on Thursday, that'll also be played behind closed doors, while Barcelona's Champions League second leg with Napoli on Wednesday week will be played behind closed doors as well, while the Spanish Players Association have asked for games at all levels in the country be postponed. And in rugby, the Grand Slam push of Ireland's under-20s has been put on ice. Six Nations organisers have confirmed that the under-20s and women's games against France have also been postponed. So what about the impact of the coronavirus on the remaining games in the National Football League? Now, this Saturday, Donegal, they play host to Tyrone in a big derby in Ballybuffet, and then on Sunday week they play their final game in Kerry. Donegal manager Declan Bonner doesn't expect any interruption this weekend, but has to wait and see if the league will be completed.
It's kind of on a daily basis that you can't look any further than that there, but I think this weekend's games will be fine, and probably the situation's going to get worse rather than better over the next coming week. So listen, we don't know what's down the line, but as I say, all we can do is focus on our match now on Saturday night against Tyrone.
Yeah, would there be a fear that maybe the league wouldn't be finished?
Yeah, well, you don't know. It's a possibility. Anything's a possibility these days when you see what's going on, but it seems to be controlled at the minute, but it's going to be very, very difficult. So it's as I say, we should be okay for Saturday night, and probably they'll take a look at it. I'm sure the GAA and HSE are in contact in terms of different things, no more than any other association. But I would say, there'll be a stand taken at some stage on it. If it does get out of line, and it's going to be very, very difficult to control.
Yeah. Have you received any communications from Croke Park on it?
And not really, just apart from our team doctor, would have filled it in, Dr. Kevin Moore. So that's basically it. So there's very little you can really do, just the usual what's been told and broadcast on a every minute of every day to minute, but listen, as I say, it's out of our control, and whatever it'll be will be, but we will just get ourselves ready for a match at the weekend, and that's been our priority.
Yes, you can hear more from Declan ahead of that game at the weekend on our sports section, highlandradio.com. Moving back to soccer and Spurs, they need to overturn a 1-0 first leg deficit away to RB Leipzig in the Champions League last 16 tonight. Atlanta, they'll take a 4-1 lead in their second leg away to Valencia, which will be played in an empty Mestalla. And there's three games surviving in the EA Sports Cup first round tonight. Non-league UCC United take on Cove Ramblers. Bray Wanderers, they go to Wexford Youths, while Galway United, they host Athlone Town. The meeting of Longford Town and Coghill Celtic, that game had been called off due to a waterlogged pitch. In schools soccer, the FEI Schools Tom Tisher Junior National Cup semi-final at under-17 level was played today. There was disappointment for Skull Mora Buncrana. They were defeated 2-0 today by Silesen College of Selbridge. Moving on to horse racing, and it's day one at Cheltenham with the feature, the Champion Hurdle, a big race today, and Dennis Kirwan looks back at the action.
The mare Epatante landed the 2020 Champion Hurdle in great style under jockey Barry Geraghty to give both trainer Nicky Henderson and owner JP McManus their eighth career success in the race. The 2-1 favourite travelled beautifully throughout and stayed on stoutly up the hill to win the day's feature by three lengths from Sharjah, with Darver Star finishing third. The opening race, the Supreme Novices Hurdle, also went to Nicky Henderson with 6-1 shot Shishkin, ridden by Nico de Boinville. Trainer Henry de Bromhead landed the Arkle Chase with 16-1 shot Put the Kettle On, who became the first mare in 40 years to win the 2-mile novice chase, and de Bromhead made it a double in the mare's hurdle when his unbeaten star mare Honeysuckle made it 8 wins out of 8 under Rachel Blackmore, who got the better of a memorable duel with Benny DeJew and Paul Townend prevailing by half a length at the finish. So it's been some day for the girls, with top honours going to Epatante, the deserving winner of the Champion Hurdle. With PaddyPower.com, I'm Dennis Kirwan.
Finally, this evening in cricket, Ireland's cricketers claimed a consolation win over Afghanistan in their 2020 series following a dramatic super over in India. Kevin O'Brien had a 6 on the last ball, which led to Andrew Balbirnie's side securing the victory after both teams scored 142 runs from their 20 overs. Afghanistan won the series 2-1. That's all your sport for this evening. There'll be more sport here after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Gardaí have reissued an appeal for witnesses to a weekend crash near the Twin Towns. The collision happened on Sunday night just before 9:50pm on the Glenfin Road in Ballybuffet. Gardaí were alerted to a cyclist lying on the road injured. Catherine Gaffney has more.
A number of people had stopped to assist the injured male, who alleged that he had been hit by a passing car. The male was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital via ambulance, as he had sustained quite serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was on the Glenfinn Road around that time and who may have witnessed the collision and can offer a description or direction of travel of any car that may have been involved, or anyone who was on the road and has dash cam footage. They are also appealing to a nurse who is believed to have been first on the scene to come forward to speak to Gardaí in Ballybuffet. Lastly, they are appealing to the driver of the car allegedly involved to come forward and speak to Gardaí in relation to this matter.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating a burglary in the Convoy area. It happened on Thursday evening last between 2:15 and 7:15 in Manor Court. The back PVC door of the house was forced open and the upstairs ransacked. Nothing was taken from the property, but Garda Gráinne Doherty says two people were observed leaving the property and she is urging any witnesses to come forward.
A witness observed two males leaving the property and it's believed that they might have left in a black Audi. So anybody in that area that's seen this black Audi observed these two males. Again, anybody with dash cam footage in that area of Manor Court Convoy or Convoy itself, you know, around that time between 6:45 and 7:05 p.m. if they could contact Letterkenny Gardaí on 074 9167 100.
The Court of Appeal has increased the sentence handed to a member of the Kinahan cartel who helped the gang murder a bar manager in Dublin. Michael Barr, originally from Strabane, was shot dead almost 4 years ago. Martin Ulmer of Casino Park, Marino, Dublin 3, was originally jailed for 2 years and 9 months, but the judge agreed today that it was too lenient. Court's correspondent Frank Greeney reports.
On April 25th, 2016, Michael Barr was shot 7 times while working in the Sunset House pub near Croke Park. Eamon Cumberson of Mountjoy Street, Dublin 7, was convicted of his murder the following year, but is awaiting judgment on an appeal heard earlier this month. In July 2018, Martin Aylmer admitted helping the gang by buying some phones. He was also linked to a lockup where the getaway car was kept beforehand. 3 months later, he was jailed for 2 years and 9 months, but the DPP appealed his sentence on grounds of undue leniency. The Court of Appeal today agreed that full responsibility for the murder didn't lie at his door, but was satisfied that he knew he was providing assistance to a drug trafficking organisation and did help in the commission of a murder. The judges quashed his original sentence and instead jailed him for 4 years and 9 months. Frank Greeney at the Court of Appeal.
Weather now generally cloudy this evening with occasional showers, some prolonged but dying out. Fresh to strong west winds easing later, mostly dry and turning rather chilly early tonight, but showers will spread later with minimum temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there are currently no plans to close schools over the coronavirus outbreak. The Department of Education says it's continuing to review the situation with public health officials on a daily basis. A pensioner has appeared at Dunloe District Court charged with causing over €300,000 in criminal damage in connection with one of two gorse fires that raged through parts of Donegal last Easter. 71-year-old Anthony O'Donnell of Glen Lodge, Drumnacart Mount in Burtonport was arrested this morning and made no reply to the charges put to him. Investigations are continuing following the discovery of a grow house in Newton Cunningham. Cannabis plants with an estimated value of €15,000, cannabis resin with a value of €1,000 and a small quantity of MDMA were seized from a property in the Woodthorpe area last night. And Donegal County Council has committed to progressing the idea of creating a sculpture in honour of St Junan's GAA Club. The proposed monument would be situated on the roundabout beside O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, March the 10th. The death has taken place of Micheál McBride, Largan Rea, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred in Aberdare, South Wales, of Eileen Toland, wife of Brian Toland, Kerry Keel. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Marie Gallagher, née Barrett 8, Bally Road, Strabane, and formerly of Fawn Road, Derry, reposing at her home this evening from 7 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:30 for a requiem mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Bramley time placed from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Derek Smith, 6 Cloncool Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock requiem mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m.